弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
Today we will continue to look at our sharing. It's a series called the Maskil Psalms.
我们今天将继续那个训诲诗的那个分享。
And this series will continue all the way to next year, and maybe even the year after.
这个系列会一直继续到明年或者是后年。
Now each of these Maskil Psalms have something to teach us, something to enlighten us.
那每一个的训诲诗都能够有，它有东西能够教导我们，或者是启发我们。
So last week, Elder Chen Han shared with us Psalm 142 about this struggle of being trapped, this struggle of being cornered by your enemies. It's as if you are being imprisoned within a cave.
上个星期陈汉长老和我们大家分享的那个诗篇第142篇。他关于那个被敌人困住和走投无路的那个挣扎，就好比被困在那个山洞里。
This week we will go even deeper into the struggles of life.
这个星期我们将会更深入的去看这个生命中的挣扎。
We'll address the issue of death itself.
我们会来探讨那个死亡的这个问题。
And the psalm we'll be looking at is Psalm 88.
我们会来看诗篇第八十八篇。
I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Lord.You are the God who saves me. Day and night, I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I'm overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I've counted among those who go down to the pit, like the one without strength. I'm set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care.You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depth. Your wrath lies heavily on me, and you have overwhelmed me with your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and made me repulsive to them. I'm confined, cannot escape, and my eyes are dim with grief. I called out to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up to praise you?Is your love declared in the grave, and your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry out to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth, I've suffered and been close to death. I've borne your terrors and in despair.Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long, they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend, neighbor, my closest friend, darkness. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray for your spirit to be with us. Move us, O Lord, that we can know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.Now, Psalm 88 is one of the darkest psalms in the Bible.
诗篇第八十八篇是圣经中里面最阴暗的那个诗篇。
And as we go through the words just now, I think you can see why.
你从刚才我们刚读到的那个经文里，你可以看到为什么。
Because the entire psalm surrounds a theme of death, loneliness.
因为这个整个诗篇的那个是围绕在死亡与寂寞的那个主题。
And unlike, of course, there were many, many other lament psalms in our Bible. But even if you were to just compare with Psalm 142 from last week, you see that this psalm does not even have one verse that sounds hopeful.
你和其他的那个诗篇里的哀歌来相比的话，你会发现这篇诗篇几乎连一句带有盼望的诗句都没有。
And so if I were to summarize the entire psalm into one line, I would summarize to this.God, I feel dead.
如果我把这个诗篇概括成为一行的话，那将是上帝我好像死人一样。
The psalmist even expressed the degree of his depression using this physical metaphor.
他也让人家看到他的那个忧郁的程度。
He says that it's as if you have just put me into the lowest pit, to the darkest depth.
说你把我放在极深的坑里，在黑暗地方，在深处。
I want all of us to reflect on one question.
我要我们大家来反思一个问题。
Do you think that as you listen to the words of the psalmist, do you think that the psalmist desires to live or the psalmist actually desires to die?
当你听那个诗人在说的那些事情, 你认为诗人是希望活着还是他希望死去?
Now, you might think that the answer is very obvious to you.
你可能认为答案是非常明显的。
Well, of course the psalmist desires to live.
诗人当然希望活着。
Why else will he be praying this prayer to God?
不然他为什么会向上帝祷告呢?
If his wish was to die, then, you know, he would have given up already.
如果他想要死的话, 他早就放弃了。
You would think that a person who desires to die would not be praying a prayer like this.
你可能会认为一个想要去死的人不会做这样的祷告。
And initially, I was thinking like this as well.
这也是我最初的想法。
But I spent some time to research deeper into this matter.
当我花一些时间来更加深入地做研究这件事情的时候,
And I realized that maybe this line of demarcation between to live or to die, the line might not be as clear as I think it is.
我意识到这个想死和想活的分界线可能不是那么的清楚。
Because a person who is thinking about death can be also desperate to live as well.
因为一个想要死的人可能也是一个非常渴望活着的人。
Think about the last time that you have a bad day.
你想想一下你最后一次你有一个很糟糕的一天。
Maybe your bad day can go something like this.
你的那个糟糕的一天可能是这样的。
Maybe you woke up late, you missed the bus, and then later you were forced to skip lunch.
你可能睡过头,你那个错过了巴士,过后你被逼错过那个午餐。
Maybe when you go to work, you quarrel with someone close to you. Maybe you got blamed for something that you didn't do.
你在工作场所,可能你和你的那个亲近的人吵架,或者被冤枉。
And then as you go home, you realize you have a lot of unpaid bills, you quarrel with your family, and so on.
回到家里,你发现你有很多预期的账单还没还,你也和家人吵架。
Now all of us have this so-called bad day, we have experienced this bad day before.
我们大家都会有这种非常糟糕的一天的经历。
And sometimes when we are trapped in this situation, we just wish for the day to, let the day just quickly end, or maybe just let me slip it off.
我们遇到的时候,我们所希望只是说今天快点过去,或者是让我回家把这件事情睡过去。
Now imagine if it's not just a bad day, but if you were to just stretch it across a person's life.
如果你把这件事情放大到好比某人的生命的时候,
imagine the multiple pressures of daily living just crashing down on a person.
你想象一下那个日常生活的多重压力就这样压在一个人身上。
Imagine day after day, this thing snowballs into just one giant mess of chaos and dysfunction.
这个事情每日复一日的滚球般的成为一个巨大的混乱。
Now you know that these things are real things that real people face. It could be you, it could be somebody that you know.
这些都是我们大家所会遇到的真实的问题。
And when this barrage of things just occur one after another in quick succession over the same period, this pain that develops can be so daunting, so impossible to heal from.
当这些事情连续发生的时候,它所产生的痛苦是非常的折磨人,而且似乎好像没有办法愈合。
Someone wisely said that suicide, the thought of death is not giving up, but it is using up.
有人说到一个非常好的一句话,想死不是因为放弃,而是因为它耗尽。
It's not giving up, but it is using up.
而是耗尽。
To completely use up our emotional reserves, drawing out every possible ounce of hope and optimism.
它彻底耗尽我们所有的那个情感的积蓄，也耗尽我们所有那个盼望和期待。
To be exhausted of all these qualities, so exhausted until even like the flame of life itself is diminished.
它是这么样的耗尽，以致那个生命的之火也渐渐的灭掉。
And that is how I've come to interpret this Psalm 88.
这也是我如何去解释这个诗篇第88篇。
Because of all these overwhelming troubles, the psalmist is as if he has one foot in the grave.
因为就是这些让人透不过气的烦恼，让诗人觉得他已经一只脚踏进棺材里。
He feels dead.
他感觉到自己好像是死人一样。
And throughout the whole Psalm, we see lots of words that are associated with death.
在整个诗篇中都有许多的相关的字眼和死亡有关。
He says, I'm overwhelmed with trouble, and my life draws near to death.
他说到，因为我心里满了患难， 我的性命临近阴间。
And the most obvious sign of death is, of course, the physical weakness itself.
啊，最明显的那个死亡的迹象就是身体的那个软弱。
He says, "I'm counted among those who go down to the pit. I feel like one without strength."
我算和下坑的人同列，如同无力的人一样。
And such frailty isn't just a recent phenomenon for our psalmist.
这种那个肉体上的软弱，并不是近期才出现的。
He says, "From my youth, I've already suffered and been close to death."
他说到，我自幼受苦，几乎死亡。
This feeling of death isn't just physical, but it's also social.
这个死亡的感觉不仅仅是肉体上的，也是人与人之间的关系上。
He says, "You have taken from me my closest friends. You have made me repulsive to them. I've confined. I cannot escape. My eyes have drawn dim."
你把我所认识的隔在远方。使我为他们所憎恶，我被拘困不得出来，我的眼睛因困苦而干瘪。
You have taken from me my friend, my neighbor, my closest friend is darkness.
你把我的良朋密友隔在远处，使我所认识的人进入黑暗里。
Now we do not know whether the psalmist is being shunned and rejected because you know his closest ones think of him as a person with great misfortune.
我们不知道诗人是不是因为他的遭遇而被他亲近的人避开和隔离。
Or is it really for very pragmatic reasons he had to be quarantined from all the rest of the people?
还是因为其他原因他必须被和其他人分开。
It could be both of these reasons as well.
也有可能是两者都是。
However, it could also could be self-inflicted because of a mind that is in depression.
他也可能是由他个人思想上的忧郁而造成的。
I read this person.Who was in depression? This is how he described his own experience.
有一位患有忧郁症的人写道
，He says those who suffer from this know that intractable depression creates a planet all of its own.
那些患有忧郁症的人都会知道，那个棘手的忧郁症，它创造了一个封闭的那个环境。
It's largely impermeable to the influence of others.Except maybe they become like shadow presence.
外人基本上是无法进入。那些外人就好像是影子一样。
They are always urging you to come out, to rejoin the world, maybe, watch a movie, go out for a bike, cheer up, and so on.
他们不断的促使你重新进入那世界，去看电影，去吃点东西，要叫你振作起来。
But then he said, "I feel isolated in my own pitch darkness."Even if I'm in a room full of chatter, conversations, and light.
他说到，即使他在一个房间里那个房间充满了那个谈话和欢乐，他也感到非常的孤单。
And I think this is what death feels like.
我想这就是死亡的感觉。
When you feel that it's as if you have been cut off from all human contact.
就是当你感觉到你和所有的人和你隔离。
And as described by the psalmist, this feeling of death is not just physical, it's not just social, but also a spiritual experience.
就好像诗人所说的，这个死亡的感觉不仅仅是肉体上的，还是和人与人之间的关系上，它也和上帝有关。
He says, he declares to God, "It's your wrath that lies heavily on me. It is you who have overwhelmed me with all your waves."
你的愤怒重压我身。你用一切的波浪困住我。
Oh Lord, why do you reject me? Why hide your face from me?
耶和华，你为何丢弃我？为何掩面不顾我？
So you can see that the psalmist feels is as if God has, you know, is ignoring him.
诗人觉得上帝已经不再理睬他。
And all his troubles are God's persistent judgment upon him.
他所有的问题都是上帝对他连续不断的那个审判。
I've been set apart from with the dead, like those who are slain in the grave. You those that you remember no more, those that you care no longer.
我被丢在死人中，好像被杀的人躺在坟墓里。他们是你不再纪念的，与你隔绝了。
The psalmist is feeling as if God is treating him like a dead person.
诗人感觉到上帝把他当对待他就好像对待一个死人一样。
The feeling of death is not just physical, it's not just social, but even spiritual as well.
死亡的感觉不仅仅是肉体上，还是人与人之间的关系上，也是和上帝有关的。
Now to me, this sounds like a person who is, you know, at wit's end.
对我来说，这听起来就像一个他已经到了穷途末路的一个人。
Is a person who is desperate to live, but simply does not know how to live on.
一个非常迫切希望活下去，但是又不知道如何的活下去。
It sounds like a person who is in more pain than they know how to cope with.
听起来就好像一个已经在承受超过他所能够承受的痛苦的那个人。
And truly, if you feel like this person is really a paradox of experience.
这其实是一个非常矛盾的一个经验。
Because on one hand, you feel dead, whether physically, socially, spiritually, you feel dead.
一方面，你觉得你已经死了，不管是肉体上，在人与人的关系上，或者是属灵上。
But yet the experience is that you cannot deny that you are still alive.
但你所经历的，你不能够否认你还活着。
And there's this paradox: Am I dead? Am I alive?
你会觉得到底我是活着还是死去了？
And at some point in time in his life, his emotional tank must have run dry.
在生命中的某一个阶段，他的那个情感积蓄一定是已经耗尽了。
He must have felt this desire to die.
他一定是想要去死。
Because this thought of death is not giving up; it is using up.
因为这个想死的，他不是因为他要放弃，而是他已经耗尽。
Where all the hope, optimism, they have been drained away.
所有的盼望和期待都已经耗尽。
Yet despite this desire to live, I say again, can coexist with this desire to be alive.
尽管如此，要活下去的欲望也可以和那个要死的那个欲望、渴望共存。
Both desires to live and to die, they can coexist in one person.
两种的欲望都可以在共存。
And this is why I've titled my sermon God, I feel dead.
所以今天就是为什么我把我的讲道命名为上帝啊，我好像死人一样。
Because don't just say I feel dead.
不要只说我像死人。
Say God, I feel dead.
要说上帝啊，我好像死人一样。
Because the mere presence of this word God, that makes all the difference.
因为单单这个上帝这个词就能造成非常的不一样。
Because merely by the presence of this one word in this statement transforms into a reaching out to be heard.
因为单单这个上帝这个词可以 变成一种可以被聆听的那个呼叫。
It is true that the psalmist is now in the real situation is one of helplessness, despair because of all the overwhelming life circumstances, whatever it may be.
诗人现在就是因为他生命中的那个所有的患难，他处于绝望的状态。
But regardless of all this, there's no denying that he is still alive.
不管怎样，你不能够否认他还是活着。
And simply because he's still alive, that makes this prayer to God possible.
因为他还活着，所以他有可能向上帝祷告。
And when the deep felt sentiment isn't just I feel dead, but rather God, I feel dead, that means this is an attempt.To just connect with another person.
如果那种情绪不仅仅是我感觉要死了，而是上帝，我好像死人一样，那是在尝试与另外一个人在做联系。
Brothers and sisters, God is a person.
兄弟姐妹们，上帝是一个人。
I say again, God is a person.
上帝是一个人。
That there is this person who is a recipient at the other end of this prayer.
他有一个在你祷告的另一端的那一个人。
And that is what matters.
那才是最重要的。
Now because this is a masculine psalm,
因为这是一个训诲诗。
I believe that this psalm was actually composed, it is being written as an instruction to all the desperate ancient Israelites who need this emotional support.
我相信这个训诲诗是向在当时向所有绝望的以色列人提供所需要的情感支柱。
Maybe you might ask me, can a psalm like Psalm 88 really help people who are in need?
你可能会问我，好像诗篇第88篇，是不是真的能够帮助那些有需要的人？
You may be wondering, is there such power in a song, in a prayer?
你可能会问，在想一首歌或者一首诗篇是否有这么大的能力？
Can singing a song, praying a psalm,really transform the state of a person who feels dead?
唱一首歌或者祷告真的能够改变一个感觉像要死去的人的那个状态吗？
Yes, because I believe in the prayer of such a psalm, such a prayer.
我相信这种祷告的能力。
This must be why love songs can be so popular.
这也许是为什么情歌是这么的受欢迎。
It seems strange to be singing when you are also feeling heartbroken.
当你觉得很 心碎的时候，你还唱这个歌，是不是有一点奇怪？
But I'm sure those who have been stuck in a love crisis, you know.
对那些被 陷入那个感情的危机的人来说，你会非常的明白。
Because it's this love songs is like this external coping measure for you, that you feel this resonance with compassion, empathy, concern. It's as if somebody knows how I feel.
因为它就好像一个外在的那个帮助你应对的那个资源，通过同情，还有他感同身受并关注，然后能造成你能和他产生那共鸣。
It makes a difference to vocalize what you feel.
你说出来的之后会造成不一样。
And Psalm 88 works for the same way for those people who feel dead.
诗篇八十八篇对那些感觉是像死了的人一样的有同样的效果。
I hope to do the same for those who you feel you are overwhelmed by troubles.
今天我希望能够对那些被患难压迫的人做同样的事情。
Maybe you feel dead.
你可能感觉好像要死了。
Maybe you feel abandoned by God.
可能感觉你被上帝遗弃。
Or maybe you have a friend who is suffering with depression.
或者你有一个朋友他患有忧郁症。
I want to help today by teaching you how to pray like Psalm 88.
我今天想教你如何像诗篇八十八篇这样的祷告。
Now what is Psalm 88 like?
诗篇八十八篇是怎样的？
I'm going to tell you how to pray like this.
我要教你如何的跟诗篇八十八篇一样的祷告。
What you need to do is you need to blame God.
你需要做的是要责怪上帝。
I'm telling you, you need to blame God.
你要责怪上帝。
Now I say this actually a little fearfully.
我是带有一点战战兢兢的说。
But if I think about it, also very, very daringly.
我也是相当的牧师也相当胆大包天。
Because really, if, when I read this, that's what Psalm 88 feel like to me.
因为这是我对当我读诗篇八十八篇的时候，我所有的感觉。
That the psalmist repeatedly states that God is fully responsible for all his trouble. He dare say this.
他不断的、大胆的、反复的指出，上帝是对他所有的那个患难，上帝需要负全责。
It is your wrath who has swept over me, your terrors that have destroyed me.
你的烈怒漫过我身，你的惊吓把我剪除。
Even you look at the whole psalm, almost half of the psalms, the psalmist is blaming God.
几乎一半的经节，那个诗人都在责怪上帝。
Yet in none of this do we actually have proof that God is directly responsible for his troubles.
但实际上并没有什么证明能。证据能够证明上帝对他做任何事情。
In fact, there is only one thing that is certain.
Only 只有一点是非常肯定的。
The only thing that we can be certain is that God is his personal savior.
那就是上帝是他的救赎主。
In the very first one, he says, Lord, you are the God who saves me.
在第一节他说到耶和华拯救我的神啊。
So as long as God is in charge of this world,
只要上帝还在掌管这个世界，
as long as God is the one with the power to save him,
只要上帝是那位有能力救赎他的，
then yeah, this blaming will be somewhat legitimate.
这个责怪就似乎是相当的合理。
Now as I am saying this, I'm fully aware of the danger that comes when I'm telling you the danger of supposedly it's as if you are complaining or grumbling to God.
我在说这些东西的时候，我非常的明白抱怨上帝是有他的危险的。
Because this is precisely the sin that was committed by the Israelites when they were on their way out of Egypt into the promised land in the wilderness.
因为这正是以色列人 从出埃及到在旷野里所犯的罪。
But I believe that there are two key differences between the grumbling Israelites and the psalmist today.
我相信那以色列人在当时的抱怨和今天的诗人有两个区别。
There is something very different in the psalmist's form of putting all this responsibility upon God.
诗人要上帝负责的这个形式和以前以色列人的抱怨有两个非常关键的区别。
The first key difference is that the Israelites have been totally ungrateful.For their, you know, the grace of saving them from slavery, crossing the Red Sea, and then at the first sight of trouble, their first response is to grumble and complain.
第一就是以色列人对他们从 奴隶制度中被解救出来的那个拯救，他们完全的不感恩。他们一看碰到问题，他们就抱怨。
However, the psalmist's situation is not about ingratitude.
啊，但是诗人的情况不是忘恩负义。
But what we hear here is that there are prayers, there are day and night prayers. It's rather about prayers that were repeatedly unanswered.
而是他的祷告一而再再而三的没有得到回应。
So it didn't just start with grumbling and complaining like the rebellious Israelites. No.
他不是像那些叛逆的以色列人一开始就抱怨。
In fact, Psalm 88 to me is like a desperate last measure.
诗篇第八十八篇对我来说。我看来是在一个没有办法下的那个最终的措施。
There is a second difference.
第二
underlying the psalmist blaming of God, you can see that there is a relationship with God, personal relationship with God.
诗人他对上帝的责怪，可以看得出是出于他与上帝的私人关系。
So the psalmist can express himself daringly, precisely because God is his God and there is no other.
诗人可以大胆地表达 他自己是因为上帝，那上帝是他的上帝。
We know that the Israelites were repeatedly tempted by foreign gods. They were always thinking about their good old days in Egypt.
我们看到以色列人不断地被外邦人的偶像和以色在埃及的生活 的诱惑。
But for the psalmist, we can see that he is consistently and fully devoted to God as his only savior.
而对诗人，我们看得到他始终如一，全心全意地把上帝作为他唯一的救世主。
Simply put, the Israelites grumble to stray away from God.
以色列人他们抱怨是因为他们要偏离上帝。
But the psalmist holds God responsible in order for God to draw near to him.
但是诗人要上帝负责，是因为他要上帝更加的亲近他。
So, brothers and sisters, I believe this is what it means to have faith in God.
这就是对上帝的信心。
It means that you even dare to hold God accountable to His promises and His divine role as your personal Savior, your God.
这就是意味着你甚至敢要上帝对他的应许和他作为我们上帝的神圣的角色，他要他上帝负责任。
In verses 10 to 12, the psalmist talk about God's wonders, His love, His faithfulness, His righteous deeds.
在第十章到十节到第十二节中，诗人谈到上帝的那个奇事、慈爱、信实和公义。
Yet as he states about his love, your wonders, your righteousness, actually he states all this as criticism of God. That he's telling him all this will be too late if I eventually die from all my troubles.
但其实他是把这些是当作是批评上帝，因为如果最后他死于他的患难，那么这一切都是太迟了。
All these marvelous.Acts of God, attributes of God, all this will be meaningless in death because death is at the end.
这些上帝这些说这些奇事在死亡中就变得毫无意义，因为死亡就是那个终点。
In essence, he's actually challenging God for who he is.
他在挑战上帝，上帝是谁
？That I know you are a good God.
他说他知道你是一个美善的上帝。
I'm already praying to you.Every morning, every night.
我每天每夜都不断地向你祷告。
When are you going to listen to me?
你什么时候要开始聆听我的祷告？
Where is your salvation?
你的救恩在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, I'm teaching you to pray like this in the most desperate of situations because I believe in the power of such prayers.
兄弟姐妹们啊，我要教你们在最绝望的情况下要这样祷告，因为我相信这样的祷告。
Because the thought of death is not giving up, it is using up.
因为想死不是因为放弃，而是耗尽。
It is as if you have completely used up all your emotional reserves, drawing out every ounce of hope and optimism.
就好像你把你所有的情感积蓄和盼望和期待都完全耗尽。
But yet, if you could just pray like Psalm 88,
然而如果你能像诗篇八十八篇这样的祷告
，just blatantly, you know, as if there's no holds bar interaction with God,
那么公然的而且没有顾忌的与上帝沟通
，I believe then there is hope, still hope left.
那么还是有希望的。
That if you believe that you can still struggle with God, then there will always be this fight left in you.
如果你相信你仍然可以和上帝挣扎。那么至少你还有一些战斗力。
I want to say some final words about our view of death.
我想最后我想和大家谈谈 我们对死亡的看法。
And my stand towards death is that we should not fear death, but we should desire life.
我对死亡的立场是，我们不应该惧怕死亡，我们应该要渴慕生命。
We should not fear death, but we should desire life.
我们不应该惧怕死亡，我们应该要渴慕生命。
As Paul states in Philippians, I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is necessary for you that I remain in this body.
就如保罗在腓立比书里说到，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的，好得无比的。然而我的肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
We do not fear death because we know we already have victory in Christ.
我们不需要惧怕死亡，因为我们知道我们在耶稣基督里已经得胜。
But sometimes our troubles and our mental torture, it can be so overwhelming that we fear living even more than we fear death.
但是有些时候我们的患难和我们精神上的痛苦是如此的那个巨大，也是我们害怕活着多过害怕死亡。
I know that sometimes life can be a struggle.
我知道生命有时候可能是一种挣扎。
That sometimes even going through a single day can feel so difficult.
有时候连过一天都是非常的困难。
But like Paul, I believe also that it is important for us to stay alive, even if it's just for the sake of others.
但是就好像保罗一样，即使是为了别人而活着也是非常重要的。
And someone said, even if you cannot conquer your depression, at least you try to outlive your depression.
有人曾经说过，如果你无法克服那个忧郁症，至少你必须比那忧郁症活得更久。
But in order to do that, to outlive it, you have to hold fast to God.
但是要做到这一点的话呢，你就必须紧紧地抓住上帝。
I'm telling you that if you are already desperate, you may as well be unashamed before God.
我告诉你，如果你已经走投无路了，你倒不如在上帝面前完全毫无禁忌。
You say, God, I feel dead.
你说到上帝啊，我像死人一样。
Aren't you the God of the living?
你不是活人的上帝吗？
Jesus says, God is not God of the dead, God is God of the living.
耶稣说到，上帝是活人的上帝。
So God, keep me alive.
上帝啊，让我活着。
It's okay, it's be unashamed, say God, I want to live.
不需要排斥，直接说 我要活着。
Amen. Now some of you might be wondering, what has got Psalm 88 got to do with me?
你可能会在想着，这诗篇八十八篇和我有什么关系呢？
Because some of us, thanks be to God,You have been living a life that is relatively trouble-free.
感谢主，我们有些人是是无忧无虑的。
Some of us with a sunny disposition.
有些是乐天派的。
Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12.
保罗在罗马书第十二章里提醒我们。
He says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, but you must mourn with those who mourn."
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
I remind you again that the Ephesians sermon series that we have gone through in Ephesians chapter 5.
我提醒大家那个以弗所书第五章。
He says that you must be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, with hymns, with songs from the Spirit.
那要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主。
And when you put this together,Maybe you know what that means.
当你把这两者放在一起，你就会了解它代表什么。
Sometimes we sing happy songs together to one another.
有时候我们唱和对彼此唱乐歌。
Sometimes we sing sad songs together.
有时候我们一起唱哀歌。
Today, the psalms that we have picked, 不见一人, you know, it is well with my soul. These are sad songs that we can sing together.
今天我们所选的是比较悲哀的，我们可以大家一起唱。
Psalm 88 is a reminder to us that we also have to sing lament songs with one another, people who are mourning, people who need a prayer partner.
诗篇第八十八篇提醒我们要为那些有需要祷告的人一起来唱那个哀歌。
And our job is to be there with them.
我们要做的就是与他们一起。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we ask that, Lord, you be with us always. And when we pray to you, we sing to you, Lord, help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.